The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kirisus Tav Chof Ches. The Mishnah here on Amud Aleph says, Av Koidim Le'im B'chol Mokim. A father comes before a mother all over. Yochal Mipnei She'kibud Av Koidim Al Kibud Le'im. I would think the reason is because the obligation of respecting a father is more important than the obligation of respecting the mother. Tamaloymar, and that the Pasuk tells us, Ish imay v'aviv tiro. The Torah in one place puts the mother before the father. Melamed sheshneim shkulin. The Torah told us that the responsibility of fearing and honoring the father and mother are equal. Both the father and the mother are equal in this obligation. Aval amru chachamim, the chachamim said, ha'av koidim le'im. A person's obligation of respecting his father overrides the obligation of respecting his mother b'chol makim all over. Why? Mipnei shehu v'imai chayavim mechvayt aviv. Since both he and his mother are responsible to honor the father, so therefore the honoring of the father overrides the honoring of the mother. What that means in essence is that since the mother is also herself obligated to honor the father, her husband in other words, so therefore it's not right, it's impossible that she could require her child to honor herself before the father. She herself is obligated to honor the father, so she's obligated to forgive her honor when it's in question of honoring the father. So, the Acharonim say, L'chayra, you see from over here that the obligation of a wife to honor her husband must be the Oraisa, must be biblical. Because here we're talking about a biblical obligation, and we're saying that the responsibility to honor the father will override the responsibility of overriding the mother. Because the mother herself is obligated, it must be her obligation. The mother's obligation is a biblical obligation. However, Acharonim ask the following: Why does the Gemara, the Mishnah, say that the mother is obligated to honor the father, and is mashma that the father is not obligated to honor the mother? Don't we know the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Daf Samech Beis that a person has to be mechabed, has to honor his wife more than himself? So you see that a husband is obligated to honor his wife as well. Not only is the wife obligated to honor her husband is also obligated to honor the wife. And if so, why are you saying that the son is for sure obligated to honor the father when it's a question of father-mother? It should perhaps be equal, because they're both obligated to honor each other. So the Be'er Sheva answers that the halacha that the husband honors the wife and the halacha that the wife honors the husband are different. It's true, the husband is obligated to honor his wife. That's in giving some basic honor. Here we're talking about obligations of serving. The type of obligations that the son is obligated to honor the parents refer to the obligation such as the obligation of the son to give his parents food, to help feed his parents, help give the parents drink, and bring the parents in, bring the parents out. Those things are obligations a wife has to the husband, which less so when is the husband obligated to the wife. And when we say that the husband is obligated to honor his wife, that's to speak to her nicely, to deal with her nicely, to deal with her in a mechubedik way, in an honorable way. But these obligations of, being a housewife, that's only the wife's obligation, not the husband's obligation. And those are the types of obligations that we're talking about. In our context, it's only that the son the wife honors the husband, whereas the husband does not have these obligations to his wife in the regular sense. Okay, now what happens? There's a few cases that the Poskim, and some of them Rishonim already deal with, that we can't necessarily say this svara, that the husband comes first, since the wife is anyways obligated to honor the husband. One such example is what happens if the husband and wife are divorced. So now that they're divorced, the wife has no longer any obligation to honor the husband. And they're both divorced, and they both asked the son or the child to do something to service them at the same time. Now who does the child, is the child supposed to listen to first? We said really the husband, the father and mother are really equal. Just that the mother is anyways obligated to honor the father, so therefore you see the father, so therefore the father overrides the mother. So the Rabbin Yeruchim says that if they're divorced and they both ask for a drink, so the way that Ion Yaakov explains, the child should not do one before the other. If he does one before the other, he's being mevaze the one that he's giving second, and he has no right to do that. And therefore, he has to do his best to give them equally at the same time. The Meiri continues on this Mahalach, and he says if he can't do them both at once, so he should give whoever he gets to first, whichever one is like closer to him. There's a klal in mitzvahs called Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So he should follow that dictum. He should go ahead and give whichever one is closer and not be Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs. Try to give both equally at the same time. If not, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. This is what these Rishonim say. However, the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, which is based on what he says in Beis Yosef, which he bases on Rashi, that if they're divorced, he can give whichever one he wants. Whichever one he wants, now that they're both equal, they're both on the same level, he has two mitzvahs coming to him at once, so he has to make the choice. There's no reason to say one should come before the other. They're both equal. So there's no halacha that says he has to do one before the other. And therefore, he can choose. Whichever one he wants, he can give first. And that's how it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. And the chayra, that is the halacha. So Achrayim talk about another couple cases. The Chazon Ish talks about a case as follows. We said that the Meiri and Rabbi Yeruchim say he has no right to give one before the other. He has a problem, he has an issue, he has a contradiction. If the parents are divorced, he's not sure which one to give. So therefore, it's like Eimavir and Alamitzis, he should try to give both at the same time. Says the Chazon Ish, what happens if the father says to do something, and that exact thing that the father says to do, the mother says he should not do? The parents are divorced, and instead the case before was that let's say they both asked for a drink. They both asked that the son should do something, should do a positive act. So he can only do one at a time. So which one does he do? So the way Shulchan Aruch paskins is that it's Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. All the Rishonim said, Shulchan Aruch said he does whichever one he wants. All the Poskim say, no, it's a stira. He should try to do as much as he could at the same time. If not, Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin whether we have to be worried about Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. You could choose. Says the Chazon Ish, this that he's able to choose is only when they're both equal. They're both akum da'asei. Both parents requested that he do an action. So he has no way of avoiding, there's no way to say that one mitzvah is bigger than the other mitzvah. They're both equal mitzvahs, exactly equal mitzvahs. So the Meiri said, "Ein mavin al mitzvah shochna l'chayyah," doesn't go with that. Says the Chazanish, but if the father said to do an action, and that exact action the mother said not to do it, so now the child is obligated to be a sheva al tasa. Better that the child should act b'sheva al tasa than to do kum v'ase. Better that the child should not violate what any parent said b'kum v'ase in a positive way than choose one more than the other. So the Chazon Ish has a case where even though the Shulchan Aruch says a person can do what he wants, nevertheless there is one case where the halacha will dictate who he has to listen to, not because one is better than the other, but because it's better to do a sheva al tasa to be in violation of one of the parents, the sheva al tasa with not doing an action, than to be in violation of what the parents say in the form of an action. There's another case that the Noid Bihuda discusses. The Noid Bihuda has an interesting concept. And Noid Bihuda, in Madura Beis and Evan Ezra, Soif Simin Meme, he says, let's say not that the parents are divorced. Let's say the father died. So now the mother is an almana. And the father, before he died, he told the child, he wants his child after death to do a certain thing. Then he died, and the wife, the almana, the widow, she says the opposite. So the Noid Bihuda wants to say that a person should follow what his mother said, because the obligation of honoring a live person overrides the obligation of honoring a dead person. Even though there's an obligation, the Gemara says, of honoring the parents even after they left this world, nevertheless, the obligation of honoring the one who's alive overrides. So and there comes the Rikiv Eger and a Tshuva. And that is in Shalit Tshuva's Rikiv Eger, Simis HaMeches. And he says, he disproves the Noid B'Yuda. He says, I'll prove you that the Halacha is not like the Noid B'Yuda. Says the Beis Yosef, says in Yeredei Yisimin Shinayin Vav, the halachas of Kaddish, that if let's say someone's mother died and his father is still alive, so typically the halacha says he should say Kaddish for his mother. Even though his father is still alive, he should say Kaddish for his mother. Says the Beis Yosef, but if the father doesn't want him, the father is makpid, that he shouldn't say Kaddish for the mother, the father is afraid it's Ayin Hara or something for his good, so then the honoring of the father overrides the honoring of the mother. Now, says the Rebbe Kveger, why did the Beis Yosef say that the honoring of the father is overriding the honoring of the mother? The Beis Yosef should have said that the chiyuv of honoring the one who's alive comes before the chiyuv of honoring the one who's not alive. So, you see from the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef does not owe like the Noid Bihuda. You see from the Beis Yosef that there's no difference between the honoring of the one who's alive and the honoring who's not alive. There's no such concept as a greater obligation of honoring the one that's alive. And therefore, Bikiv Eger disagrees with the Noid Bihuda. And he says that in such a case, we would have to follow all the rules. If it's both kum v'aseh, so then, according to Shulchan Aruch, he can do whichever he wants. If it's the case of the Chazon Ish, the one is a positive action, one's a negative action, so you'd have to be a sheva al taseh. B'chol oifen, Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees with the Noid B'Yehuda. And with this, I will conclude this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.